judgment, treatment, and forgiveness. These are things we should be thinking about all the time. In the Bible, there are many stories, many parables that teach us this. Most recently, we read the adulterous parable. This is a story about a woman who was caught in the act of adultery, was drug out to the streets by a group of men, brought to Jesus for demanding what that should be done with her. The men started yelling at Jesus, saying, "Hey, what should we do?" And they're quoting the Old Testament, the laws. After a little bit, Jesus says, "You know, hey, he without sin cast the first stone." At that point, men all start walking away. Next thing you know, it's just the lady and Jesus hanging out. And Jesus says, "Hey, nobody's left to judge you. Cool, I'm not going to judge you either. I forgive you. Go off and don't do this again." Right? So, judgment, treatment, forgiveness, all there. We learn this not only in that parable, but in Sermon on the Mount. You know, it says Matthew 7:1-2, "Do not judge or you'll be judged. The same way you judge others, and the way you measure people by judging them, you'll be judged that same way." And then again, Matthew 7:12, "Do unto others as you want them to do to you." Matthew 6:15, "If you don't forgive others' sins, the Father won't forgive your sins." So right there, two different stories explain these three lessons over and again. The whole Bible's full, or New Testament's full of these stories. This is Jesus telling you over and over again. If Jesus is telling you over again, don't judge those people, or I'm going to, you know, judge you when you die. If he tells you, don't treat people bad unless you want to be treated, treat them how you want to be treated. If Jesus is telling you, forgive people, because if you can't forgive them here, we can't forgive you when it's time to go to heaven. If you're hearing these lessons over and over and over again, there's probably some value to them, right? If you're in class and your teacher keeps repeating the same thing, probably going to be on a test, right? So that said, if you're hearing these lessons, if you're hearing every week you go to church and you're hearing similar things, don't judge people, don't, you know, treat people bad, forgive them. Instead of judging them, think about what you can do to help them. Instead of condemning them, instead of ridiculing them, instead of using that measurement for bad, why don't you say, "Hey, what can I do to help this person? Maybe they're in a bad place. Maybe they're uneducated and they don't know that they're doing something wrong." Instead of judging them and demonizing them, help them. Nurture them. Instead of getting upset and angry and treating people bad, think through that. Think through that the next time you're in traffic and the horn honks and you're mad and you start slamming on and, you know, waving and yelling and screaming. Think about that person you're doing it to. The next time you're sitting at church, they're going to be sitting next to you. They're going to be sitting in that pew right next to you. You're going to look over and you're going to see, "Oh my gosh, that was the person I was being so upset with." How are you going to feel then? And forgiveness. We all make mistakes, every single one of us. And if God is willing to forgive us, we should be willing to forgive each other as well, no matter what it is. You don't have to like what happened. You don't want them to repeat it, but you can still forgive them for making that mistake. So just think about next time you're out there judging somebody for their behavior or treating somebody because you're stuck in traffic and you're angry at them, or not forgiving somebody because you want to hold that grudge. Just a thought.